Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, I'd like to share some important foundational truths that impact in a very great way our Christian walk. If you've been a Christian any length of time, you're very familiar with the word covenant. We speak of the Old Testament or the Old Covenant and the New Testament or the New Covenant, which the word tells us is based on new and better promises. However, because people being what they are, we need to be reminded of truths that are unchanging in the Word of God. And so, with the Lord's help, what I'd like to do is share with you the principles of covenant. God does everything that He does because of covenant. And even if we've walked with the Lord for many years, it's always important and always beneficial for us to review sometimes the very basic things that we might, you know, spontaneously say, well, I know that. But we never can stop learning new things and embracing new things. You see, it's one thing just to hear something and to understand it, to agree with it, and yet it's another thing to fully possess the reality and the truth of it. I've heard that sometimes it takes 7 people saying the same thing, the same truth, the same principle, 7 different times before we actually get it. And so, not only by way of review and repetition is it important for mature believers, but also, beloved, we have to understand not only in terms of media ministries, but also in terms of the local church, the pastor has a responsibility to be able to give milk and meat, because there's always going to be new babes in Christ. And so, with the Lord's help, I would like to begin sharing on a covenant, what our covenant relationship is with God and what it means. But before I do that, let's begin in prayer. Father, I thank You for the privilege of being able to share the principles and truths of Your Word. And Lord, I just ask that Your blessing and Your anointing, Your revelation and understanding would be imparted to all of us, Lord, that we, even though we may have known truths, even learned them, Lord, maybe many years ago, Lord, they will have and possess a new reality for us, Lord, because we know we are ever growing, we are ever increasing, ever changing, being transformed by the revelation and the truth and the anointing of God. And so, Father, we thank You. We are being transformed, changed from glory to glory. And Lord, as we grasp in a greater measure the beauty and the concept which You've established of covenant, help us to walk in greater and greater victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, perhaps you've heard that cliche, ignorance is bliss. And in some respects, in the natural things, we might say, well, that might, you know, you could almost agree with that. However, beloved, when it comes to spiritual matters, ignorance is not bliss. In fact, ignorance will bring destruction. Hear the word of the Lord through Hosea the prophet in chapter 4, verse 6. The Lord is saying, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why I feel the Lord wants us to just review the basic principles of covenant, because if we will fully and truly embrace them, I believe we are all going to walk in a greater place of liberty and freedom and enjoying the very benefits of that new covenant which we are under. God does everything, beloved, because of covenant. And when we're able to understand covenants and we can see the benefits, then we will be able to experience those blessings, the protection, the healings from God. Let me share a passage of scripture found in Hebrews, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 6 through 10. But now, and this is referring to Jesus, hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant have been faultless, we're speaking now of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And of course, that also refers to believers in the church age. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And I'm just going to have to read verses 11 and 12 because it's so good. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Praise God. Thank you for your word, Lord. Now, one of the most inspiring and exciting examples of someone walking in covenant is recorded in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And that's the story of David and Goliath. Here we see that Israel was in the midst of a war with the Philistines. And David, of course, the children of Israel, the warriors, were afraid of this huge giant who challenged them daily. But he said, Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dares come against the army of the Lord? David was talking about covenant. Now, all of us have giants in our lives. God has brought us through the new covenant into our promised land, but that doesn't mean we just sit down and the Lord does everything for us. No, just like the children of Israel, we have to fight for our victories. Whatever the giants may be in your life, whether it's debt, financial poverty, broken health, or perhaps broken relationships, fear, negative attitudes, poor feelings regarding yourself and self-image, these all will have a tendency to kill in our spiritual walk. And so what we have to do, God has provided everything that pertains to life and godliness. Anything that we need, God has provided, because He's a just and a loving God. So we have to kill those giants who would rise up on the horizon of our spiritual walk and entry into our promised land, and come against them just as David did. He came against Goliath in the name of the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, and that's a military title meaning commander-in-chief, or general, or captain of the hosts. So the God of David, the God of Israel, is a warrior. He's a mighty man of war. Now, in our lives, the devil comes against us in many ways, but there are two chief ways that he tries to harass us. And he attempts in every way to show us how powerful he is. And beloved, I've heard preachers say, just let the devil come. We don't need to invite the attacks of the devil. He is quite capable on his own to come. And he's a formidable foe. All I know is even the archangel Michael, who is great in power and majesty and awesome in strength, one of the chief archangels of God. Even he didn't rebuke Satan. He said, "The Lord rebuke thee." So we must not belittle Satan. He is a formidable adversary, but beloved, in terms of our spiritual warfare, greater is he in us than he that is in the world. The devil's in the world. Jesus is in us, and Jesus is no match for the devil. In our own strength, in our own abilities, we don't stand a chance. But in Jesus, we are powerful. Praise God. So the devil will try in two main ways to harass us. He will either accuse us of, in any way, perhaps through the flesh of our brothers and sisters in Christ, through loved ones, or even through our own conscience. There may be guilt over past sins. And of course, if accusation fails, then he'll work with deception, that what you've done is too great and too terrible a sin for God to forgive. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell. So he will use accusation, he will use deception. But beloved, if we have entered into a relationship with our Father God and Jesus Christ through the new birth, what we have done is actually cut a covenant with our Father God through the shed blood of Jesus. And what we celebrate regularly in our church services and assemblies, the communion meal, it's a symbol of that covenant which Jesus instituted at what we call the Last Supper before he went to Calvary. Now, what is a covenant? It is, by definition, a formal, solemn, binding agreement. It's a written agreement between two parties, especially for the performance of some action. Well, I see my time has flown and we're just getting into the concept of what covenant is. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me for remaining broadcasts, because it's really fascinating. We're going to look at the actual 9 steps that were involved in establishing a covenant in biblical times. And we'll see how that applies to us today. I do hope you'll be able to join me on tomorrow's broadcast. But until then, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write the announcement. So we'll give our contact information, drop me an email, or send me a letter. I respond by way of snail mail, but I will give a brief answer or brief response through email. So thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support and your faithfulness in listening to the broadcast. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.